Welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm your host, Karen. I am here with the people who is the reason why we're here, Keith and Hemda, and y'all know me. How was your week this week?
Hey.
It was good for me anyway. For Xerxes, not so much. Got my period, acted as such, and need to recognize that I get a little emotional around that time, and I will cry. So...
there's no way of being prepared, is there, Karen?
No, yeah. No, it's not.
Women are like, why can't guys see it coming? But the woman can't see it coming, you know?
And it's, I gotta say, it is a lot because my cycle, before I got on birth control, my cycle was a cycle that did what it wanted to do. It showed up anytime, anywhere, any place. And so that right there is just scary in itself. And it was hilarious because when I was a kid, my mama used to ask me, because I got my period when I was 9. So I was super young.
Oh, my God.
And so
I thought I was young. I was 11. Fuck.
Yeah, I was super young. Yeah, I started developing breasts at 8. So they was taking me to the doctor thinking something was wrong with me.
And you're so little.
Yeah, and you're small and you're tiny.
No, you're little now.
My aunt was like, ain't nothing wrong with her. My mama, she was like, but this is abnormal. They was like, nope, there's nothing wrong with her. And there was nothing wrong with me. Right. And the thing about it was, it would be hilarious, though, because my mama, she would ask me all the time, like, where's my period? I said, I don't know. Did you want me to put it on the side of a milk carton? We're all looking for it, and it is just lost.
God, goodness.
So, yeah, Keith, we don't know. So how in the hell would we expect you to know?
I'll tell you what. I could learn to know a little bit because I have an app. I could put it in, then it gives me a warning. But it's... I always think I'm ready for the amount of level of drop in whatever hormone that makes me feel like... just darkness coming on. So I don't know. I always think like, no, I'm in a good mood. I have my energy up, and then it just hits. But Xerxes is always like, why does this make sense to me? I'm like, does it again make sense? Do I do this every month? And he's like, yeah, you might. I'm like, that can't be. I don't remember your last month. He's like, yeah, you did. You did. Hardcore. Yes.
Women say, just give extra during those times. But like those people that don't celebrate Valentine's Day specifically, I give extra all the time. So then what do I do? You know what I mean?
It's too much. Extra, extra.
I guess you just SOL. I don't know what to tell you.
SOL.
And also, I think for me, I am naturally such a happy and bubbly person. And I try to be like that all the time. And
that's funny. I try not to be. I'm like, I don't need to be. I know I can be, but that's going to take a lot of energy. I'm going to see if I could take it down.
For me, I had to learn how to literally take it down because I would be too bubbly. So bubbly till I think somebody asked me, I think it was a male friend of mine. He was like, do you have a period? I was like, yes, I do. He was like, because you're always happy and you're always bubbly and you don't have any mood swings. Like, I actually do. But, you know, you get used to putting on a happy face, if that makes sense, till you could be, you know, in all types of pain and you know, your insides feel like they want to punch. They wear out, but you smile anyway.
That's how I was raised.
I would
try to fight that.
I would say to my friend, they're not a fucking listener. Jesus.
And that's Period Corner.
Yes. With Keith, Karen, and Hemda.
How was your period last week, Keith?
I'm trying to think. When did I lose my shit? I don't know. I have to look back. I have to start keeping a diary. Like, this person pissed me off today, and I'll see if it lines up every 4 weeks or so.
You know, I would honestly love that. Like, for real, I would love, love, love that. Like, any... like. My brother used to track this just at the end of the day. How did I feel 1 to 10 and then sort of track it to see if there's any
lunar eclipse
beams or, you know, retrograde of some kind, you know?
And you know what I've realized, particularly about periods, I think if men had periods, their perspective will be a little different. I think tampons would be everywhere. Pads would be everywhere. They would actually be free. You could actually go to like a dispenser and turn it. And it would just fall out, you know, men are like, I'm going to be as comfortable as possible.
No, it'd be out in the jar in the front, like beef jerky. Yes. we'd have extreme tampons. It's just regular tampons with a lightning
yes,
bolt.
Yes, yes. And they would be like the body wash, just ridiculous names. It doesn't make sense. Mm. Musk. What the fuck is a musk? What does that smell like? You know, turbo. That's not a smell, sir. I've never understood your fragrances to shit, you know. But you think something's wrong with lilac? I don't understand this. At least that smells like something.
But meadow frog, what's the difference?
Right?
I like the extreme version. Mm-hmm. Extreme. Yes. Tampons with a lightning bolt.
Yes!
Ultimate cotton.
Yes, yes! Cotton to the extreme! Yes!
Yes. Bro, you don't even tampon? Bro.
Yes, yes, yes. And y'all wouldn't have wings. I don't know what you would have. I guess arms. Have your tampons wrap around you, bro.
Now, you know we wouldn't use tampons. We'd be showing off the bloodstains. Look at that shit. Holy shit. You are fertile or something.
Bro, your period come on. Mine did too, bro. Look, bro. What's happening here?
Let's go kill something. We're mad.
It does look like a crime scene. And also you would think like in the bathroom, in a public bathroom, people would try to be discreet about it. Man, no. I've seen so many people's periods in the bathroom. They just take it off and put it wherever.
And I see it stuck on the wall everywhere. That's why a lot of times because a lot of times men talk about the bathrooms and how dirty bathrooms are. I'd be like, look, you have never been to a women's bathroom. And I thought the trough was a mess because I remember we watched, what was it, F is for Family, the cartoon on Netflix.
I love it. Love
it. Went to like a game with his dad. And that was my first
time. Oh, I'm not on that yet. Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Okay. It was my first time seeing the trough.
Right.
And so it sounds stupid because I don't have a dick. So I asked my husband, I was like, is that real? I was like, do y'all just go in there and piss? He was like, yes. And I was like, my mind was like,
I would love it if Rod would also be like, yeah, we should in that too. And just like, wait for it.
I remember the first time I saw it. Yeah, I'm like, there's no fucking way. You don't just pee in this thing. And then somebody started peeing. I'm like, I guess I pee over here then. All right, let's do it.
Okay. See, I'm glad I'm not alone. I had so many questions about that. So I'm glad I had a male expert in the room because, you know, my experience, I was like, the fuck is this? Where are your walls? Where's the separation? Where do you squat at? And he was like, no, you whip it out and you're just peeing.
I have one question. Is that fun? Because honestly, it seems a little fun that you could just like take out a body part and then just like, you know, hose something down.
Yes.
Fun.
Yeah, it's apple pie every day. Eventually, who gives a fuck? You know.
I see.
But but it was also the fourth quarter, speaking of games, and people are pissing out the window, so I started doing that. Yeah, I didn't even know if I did the right thing.
Oh, yeah. I would love to pee out a window.
I've never experienced that. You know, I don't have the muscle strength to pee straight. You know, you have to be a special woman to have that strength to actually get your aim straight.
An Olympian. Mm-hmm.
Yes, there needs to be a sport for that because I couldn't.
There's probably an OnlyFans account where somebody does that.
Ooh, I bet you it is.
Right? Yeah, but then it's like an hour two, donkey stuff. And it's like, well, then, no, come on.
We didn't expect to the extreme. See, everything back to the theme, extreme. Everything goes to the extreme,
yep,
Keith.
Yep.
That's not what we want. Okay, we're going to talk about this extreme week of podcasting.
All
since
right.
Everything is to the extreme.
Oh, you're good.
Episode 3373, Love in Stereo.
Yes.
With Paige Hoskins.
Yes.
Cal.
Hmm.
Okay, I don't want to mess it up.
I want you to, though. I really want you to.
Cal Ocasio.
Yeah.
Carmen Lynch. Christian Finnegan and Ophiria Eisenberg.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Only a couple vows extra. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Extra.
It doesn't get the island, but it gets the boat ride.
Thank you. Thank you. All drinks on me today. I got that was good. I got because I was like, oh, all these people. I just kept replaying them. I was like, how did Keith pronounce that again?
Oh no! And then we're going by Keith's pronunciation, so you know that's gonna get extra. Oh, extreme. We're right on brand. What a great lineup. Well, let me not lead the witness. First of all, I do want to thank Paige for putting that together.
Yes.
They are a fantastic person and super sweet and just wonderful to have like in the room. So thank you, Paige.
Yes. Great, great producer. You picked a wonderful collection of people. How did it feel to have somebody, because I know you've had guests do this before, but how did it feel to have somebody else pick it and you not have any, I don't say any control, but you going, okay, these are your guests and we're just going to roll with what you had.
I'm going to let you in on a little behind the scenes secret. I always have control.
That's true.
You can't make me do shit.
That's a fact.
Ah, fuck. They put together a Pat Dixon, a predator. Chris D'Elia is making his return, you know.
Well, that's... I normally ask people for 5 guests and then, you know, because you're really only supposed to have 1 guest, but I like to pad it up, right? So let's say some people give me 10. So then it's up to me to choose so we don't go back and forth. So I have some control. If I am not into a guest, I'm not going to get in touch with them, but you will get, you know, look at this, 4 guests, ginormous. 3, 4, how many?
4.
I lost count. There's so many.
She's tricking you. She's trying to get you to say the names again.
Please no.
And sometimes people aren't available, but if they're available and good to go, that's what happens.
Somebody told me that, it's my buddy Craig, and he said, like, hey, are you doing shows or what? I'm like, yeah, we just did one. He's like, oh, yeah, I heard it, you know, and he's like making a joke and playing it off. And it took some talking back and forth to realize he didn't hear that show because there's so many people. He thought it was a marathon clip and he thinks he saw most of the marathon. I don't know how 24 hours, but and so he in his head, he skipped it. Did you when you saw so many people, are you like, this must be a marathon thing at first, but I guess my job is to check it out?
You know, initially I did, but then I was like, but the marathon is over. That doesn't make sense because it's one of those things where you guys are creatures of habit. So I'm like, okay, I know I'm going to get, and that's one reason why people love you guys because they go, okay, I'm a fan. I know I'm going to get X amount of shows. I know that they're going to, you know, come out during this time. And so I can kind of wrap my routine around it. And that's kind of how I am. So I was like, this doesn't, there's a lot of names on here. But I don't think it's a marathon, but let me check just to be sure that it, you know, that it, even if it is a marathon, I say 24 hours, I probably missed an hour or two.
Right.
So I would have been fine either way, but I'm kind of glad it wasn't because it was like a bonus surprise for me. Cause I was like, it's not a marathon. This is a live thing. I mean, the marathon was live, but right. I'm like, this is like a new batch of crop of people. And this was actually really, really fun.
But that's also, it's funny to learn before we get into it, because yeah. Now I guess we'll do, I love the idea of taking some clips, like we had our first walk-off on the marathon in Zoom style. So we made sure that got out in your Keith Lingo regular feed in the meantime. Different things, that kind of thing. So I still like doing that. And I guess when we do this producing idea where a listener picks people and there's a lot of people, I have to separate it from repeating clips that have a lot of names because it seems to confuse people. I guess that's what we learned.
I think so. Yeah. I think that you just want to, after you're done with the Kickstarter, you want to make sure that you're giving everybody's rewards in a timely manner. So I'm like, let's do it as soon as possible. But I think we need to put some space. So those who are giving to the Kickstarter, this is because the audience, they need a separation. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be maybe a little later. Also, it'll be whenever. Listen to every episode. You might have missed something.
Right. Or if you're like me, just listen to them all. All of them are surprised. Like for me, it's like a kid in the candy store. I was like, more? Okay, more people, more fun. Like for me, it wasn't like a big thing where I just made the assumption that I already heard it. Because like I say, 24 hours, you're not going to hear it all. Because, you know, not unless you stayed up the full 24 hours, you guys did.
Even still, after we record one single episode of 1 hour without sleep deprivation, Keith a lot of time listens back and texts me all the stuff that he missed.
Right.
So we even miss it and we just did it. You're going to go through what happened last week. I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be fun. What did you think of Paige's choices?
I absolutely love them. I love the mix because everybody played off of each other. Everybody kind of got each other's energy. We actually found out we had a Card Gate part two, or almost had a Card Gate part two with him to, you know, so how was this resolved? Did we have Valentine's Day into the 18th? Like,
are we interrupting? Karen and I feel like we're interrupting. Of it?
Like, I'm sorry.
No, we insisted that we finish the next day. But, you know, Steak and Blowjob Day is coming up. Let's see what he wants to stretch. You know what I mean? Whatever.
I don't That's think why he Valentine's wants a five-day edging, but okay.
But that's why Valentine's Day is first. You know, you see how much work it is, and then that's you set the tone.
Because when you guys were talking about Valentine's Day, because you asking the guests about, you know, their various different Valentine's Day, I think that in my opinion, Valentine's Day, we don't really celebrate Valentine's Day. We never really have. And I really can't tell you why. Like, we do things for each other.
He keeps explaining it to me, and I believe him, but now that I think about it, what the fuck did the doctor just say?
Right? You're like, what is happening here? So for us, it was really laid back, and we didn't do anything special, you know, because I know you're asking your guests, and I was like, what did we do? Nothing special. The most we did was order something to eat. And went to go pick it up and was sitting in the car and was like, I'm not going in that restaurant, and waited for somebody to bring us our to-go order. That was all the excitement we got. Ooh.
Well, I mean, pandemic style, that really is all the excitement we get. But I insist, and I try to make it a goal to have one stupid, special, extra special day a month. And so if it has to be Valentine's Day, fine. I totally agree with being like anti-Valentine's Day. I fully understand it, but then pick another day, because otherwise the day blends into each other. Why are we married anyway? Like, what's the point? Are you my roommate? Or should, like, there's an effort to romance and an effort to, like, make your relationship different than your close friends, or, you know, right. It's like a partnership. So most of the week, most of the time, you're doing logistical things. There's rent. There's who's cleaning up what. There's cooking. So you kind of have to put those things, for me, on the schedule so that you make sure that you're taking the time, because romance seems like extra, but it's not. It has to happen. You have to get out of that I need to clean head, out of that I need to go to work head, I have emails, what's on Instagram, and just be there in whatever stupid way.
And focus on head.
Hey, that's romance.
That's romance.
Whatever your romance is, that's you.
And head can go both ways. Hello. Mm-hmm. You know, so. Mm-hmm.
The guys can get it too. Yeah. I didn't think of that, Karen.
Yes, it can go both ways. Yeah. And I think, because we do things, but they're sporadic. A lot of times it's not planned. You know, like, I might come home and we'll get Roger, like, flowers or something like that. And I'll come home. And
for sure. That's nice.
Know that it's there. And I think he surprised me. We're like, it's funny. Roger's daddy calls me and him two grown-ass kids, because we don't have any children, but he laughs at us because we still watch cartoons together. We still love anime. We invest a lot of money in video games and things like that. So I think a few Christmases ago, he got me a Switch, a Nintendo Switch. And
Oh, God.
Right. I thought you were in trouble.
I was like, what the fuck?
No.
All right. Good.
Not beating, but Nintendo Switch.
Yes.
And so, I love that. And so, the next Christmas, I got him a PlayStation. So, you know, we do little things like that for each other, you know, because I'm not spending that type of money on just a friend. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, because he's special to me. So those are the type of things that we do. But what we didn't do is do glitter, because can you guys explain to me your hate for glitter? Like, yes. Where did this hate for glitter come from?
To me, maybe Kendra can explain it better, but to me, it'd be like if somebody said, can you explain, though, why we don't like being punched in the fucking face? I don't know if I could. Henda?
Glitter, and especially if it's that super fine glitter, which is actually so pretty, it stays everywhere. You cannot wash it off. It gets on your furniture. There's always like a dot on you that people can't take off. They can't tell you exactly where it is. And it just, it's irritating. It's almost as if like the physical thing of it is like hot and I want it off of me. But it's just, it's
irritant. It's so loud. The tiny dot is so fucking loud.
Yes.
It's all you can stare at when it's stuck on something, and I do mean stuck. It's like if you're watching TV and through your window or blinds, a tiny ray of light just kept coming through right into your eye and called you a piece of shit. That's a piece of glitter. And guess what? They sell them in pieces. It's horrible. Mm-hmm.
And then they spill. If you have like a bottle of it, inevitably it spills somewhere. Mm-hmm. You can't vacuum it. You can't wipe it. You cannot remove it, especially from like couch. Oh,
I trust milk carton containers more than I trust these fucking glitter packages.
I trust bed bugs more than I trust glitter.
See? Because we know how to get rid of bed bugs nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Try bombing your house. You'll still have glitter.
Yep.
You sure will. Mm-hmm. I think glitter will outlive all of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Outlive the roaches, or it'll be like glitter covered roaches at the end of the life.
Yes.
And aliens come down and they're like, well, this is interesting.
It's very pretty, but none of us will be around. You know why? Because they killed us.
Yes, we'll be under the glitter.
Disgusting.
Yes.
It is funny when Kyle gets me a glitter card. I'm like, it's really the one thing. Like, I feel like I was the other side of this. And it's like, why didn't I pay attention to the woman's one thing? This is the one thing. And you just gave it. Like, I don't like dumps, right? And she has a dump in her hand. And she goes, dump? I'm like, no, that's the one thing.
But also, like, you don't seem like a glitter card person.
And it is on all the fucking cards. It really is hard not to find them. And I guess with Kyle, I just find them because, I don't know, I guess part of me can not respect her if I try real hard on holidays. But I feel like, you know, treat others like you want to be treated. I'm like, nobody wants this glitter, and it is hard to find. And then glitter gets on, and then the card sometimes isn't even a glitter card. You could go to the second or third one back. It's just the glitter from another card got on it. They're even glitter fucking in the aisles.
Yep, my mom's sending me care packages. If there's a card, there's usually glitter. You know why? Because they're charging more for that. It's the prettier card. And so I have to, like, and I don't even know why I opened the card. It's going to say the same exact words as the last one did. You know what? From now on, I see a card, I dump it out. I know what you're saying. I don't need their autograph, so I'm good.
I worked at a card company like where you designed cards. This is one of my dumb 500 New York jobs. And I refused to deal with the glitter. And I only got jobs when I needed them. And still, I was like, I can't do the glitter, but I'll write and I'll cut construction. But it's like, well, of course you'll do the glitter. We all have to do the glitter. I can't.
I'm allergic.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm allergic to it. Yes. No, thank you. Y'all also talk about the piece of shit person that died, Rush Limbaugh.
Yes. What are your thoughts?
He's a terrible human being. The thing about Rush, and I truly believe this, Rush actually paved the way for us to get Trump. And a lot of people don't, you know, people think I'm weird when I said it. Like, no. AM radio was almost dead before Rush came on the air. And when he came on the air back in the 80s, when he came on the air, he gave it the pump that it needed to keep it going. And a lot of white people actually was drawn to a lot of the hatred and a lot of the vile things he was spewing on the air.
Because that's what they believe.
Right, because that's what they believe. And he was saying the things that they couldn't say to their neighbors, couldn't say to their friends, couldn't say to their like. And that's why he had such a massive audience, particularly here in the United States, because as much as a lot of white people are in denial, there are a lot of white people who will listen to Rush. But if you tell them, oh, he's racist and you are too for listening to him and actually believing it, like listening is one thing, but actually believing it and thinking that what he says is facts, like that's a problem.
Right. Can you imagine, by the way, for decades, never mind the pro hate, when it's so anti-science, even quite a bit ago, how do you know, like, I won't be brainwashed by my teachers. You know what? I'm not sure about math either now that I think about it.
It's frustrating. I can tell you that because the thing about him, because I think that a lot of people, when people like him die, people aren't comfortable with their own deaths. So when it comes to this, they go, well, when I die, I don't want you talking bad about me. So a lot of people try to come out and protect. There's no
reason
to protect.
Shit.
Right, that's my thing.
Let's look at Karen, right? Karen dies tomorrow.
Sorry, Karen.
When your time's up.
My time's up.
You know, come on. But I can't even think of a bad thing to say about Karen. If I had to come up with something,
let's try hard.
It's because that's the way you live your life. You either, whatever I'm going to say now is what I'm going to say after you're dead, because that's what you're leaving me with.
Right.
You left that shit. Don't victim blame. I'm a victim of your fucking existence.
Yes. Yet. Oh, trust.
Not you, Karen. You're an angel.
Thank you. I have a question. You guys are talking about watching TV with your mates. I know Hamda kind of went into details. I know sometimes we hear about Keith going into details. Why do you think like mates are sometimes difficult to watch TV with? Is it because...
I haven't thought about this, but the exact reason is people don't know how to say what they like or want. And so they act like they're into this show, but they're not really. And they act like it's a favor for you, but then they can't help themselves and pull out the phone. Or it's how they legit watch movies. But those people, I dated one of them, then look at me if I'm on my phone, Catherine Lavery. If she could be on the phone all the time, and I really don't care. In fact, that was the poll. Do you care if the person you're watching a movie with at home is on their phone? Yes or no? And I said, no, I don't care. But then if I'm on the phone, she took as if, what kind of fucking date is this? What are we doing? And I mean at home, you know, I don't take it out in the movie theater. But I'm like, oh, I thought this is the way we watch and who gives a shit? I'm obviously bored. But yeah, I think the people that are do get on their phone, and I have more than one example for different people. I mean, they don't like it when you're the one on the phone. Like, no, I mean, you could summarize the movie after. I'm sure we're both intelligent. I can too.
That makes sense. It makes sense. Like, if you're the one interested in the thing, you want to experience that with this other person, and you want to be in charge of how they experience it because it's how you think it's the best way to experience it.
Well, it's also funny when they pick it, they pick the movie, and then they're not watching. And it's like, well, do I have to watch now? We could stop. It was your night. You fucked up. It's okay.
But yeah, this is when it gets tricky.
We didn't have to be here.
Right. Because Xerxes, when he picks, he will be on his phone. And I'm like, you're missing it. And he's like, no, this is what just happened. And I go, how many eyeballs do you have? You've been looking down the whole time. He knows the imagery that happens. I mean, I've said before, I sometimes go like, hey, there's a thing that you need to, or there's text on the screen, but he's catching stuff. So I don't know. I feel like I'm hoping that I learn to just be like, that's how he watches. That's it.
Yeah. I had to get like that because put like this, if it's something, and my husband said I'm hilarious, if it's something that I just don't want to watch, I won't say anything. I will just get up and leave the room and just leave him in the back. I don't want to watch this. We're not fussing and fighting. You could have the whole we got three, four TVs in here. Pick one. So, you know, if I'm like, I want to watch that, like, ain't no reason to putting up a fuss or telling you to change the channel. You're having the time of your life. Why would I jump in and disrupt your happy place?
Because it's something we don't have to watch the same thing all the time. We like, right. And I mostly watch on my laptop when I watch, and I love that. I love being able to move my screen into the kitchen if I want to get a snack, into the tent outside if I want to just relax out there. It's, I hope you guys understand that having a laptop is incredible. Okay, I'll stop being old, but it's amazing. I know, like, we're in the middle of a pandemic or whatever, but you can take your friend who's on a Zoom call while you're watching a movie together and make popcorn in the middle of it.
And go to your tent. Hello, I don't want to tell you about two things all of a sudden and blow your fucking mind, but that's for another week.
It's really incredible.
Before we move on, something I wanted to talk about. This kind of happened at the end. People got touchy about mics, you know, don't, you know, and leave my friend alone. Like, how did you guys, you know, feel about that interaction right before we, you know, ended the show?
Are you
asking? What a polite way to ask if you and Kyle got into a fight.
Right.
A real fight.
It's weird doing a show with lovers because
overly considering them.
Yes. No, she wasn't mad, but I'm like, is she upset? Like, I am saying, Carmen Lynch, get a fucking mic. This is your job. This is the way you do comedy now. Not just Keith and the Girl, in general. Get a fucking mic and you do a podcast. How? Who? What? And so, no, I didn't know 100% if Kyle was serious or not. And she wasn't. She was fine. But yeah, I wondered too for a second. Yeah. So yeah, okay. We're just, do you ever feel that way? Obviously you guys are together, but if Henda's dating somebody, I'm always going to like, I'll be a little different if I interview them or talk to them and vice versa. You know, Henda and me or somebody I'm seeing.
Yeah.
They just can't help it. We can't help it.
I guess it is kind of an instinct thing. And I know for like me and Roger, we always do the show together. And so I guess that's a kind of a different format, you know, type of mixture there.
That's true. So you don't come on as guests to each other. Yeah. Mm-mm. It is different because this is our show and then the guest is, yeah. So you're put in a different position.
Yeah, you are, because the thing that's most different for me and Roger kind of talked about this is that I wanted to kind of get more involved on like the technical side because he knows more about that piece, but I'm more of the social media person. Like I'm the one who run all the things on Buffer and do all that behind the scenes things. And so I was talking about possibly doing a show where I did the hosting, and that's a different hat for me, right. You know, because your mind kind of rotates differently because like you and Keith and him, you were saying how you go back and listen. Sometimes Roger tells me he goes back and listens to the show. He was like, I miss so many of your jokes because he said my mind is ticking in that kind of that producer, that run mode. Okay, let's keep it going. Let's not do this. Yeah. Let's not do that. And I just like the snipe shoot in the background because that's one thing about being the guest. Being in the background, you can just come in and just tear the house up and then go home.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. For me, it's Keith gets the show ready, but then our live shows, he gets to just show up to them. So I think we've managed to figure out the strengths, and the strengths is usually the thing that like the person wants to do. And then when there's like a center thing where it's like both of us don't want to do it, it ends up getting neglected because we pick the jobs naturally because we wanted to do that job. So when there's the other job, it's like, hey, we need to do this. And it's like, oh, we totally need to do this.
Now we're in our 40s and we go, not it.
Yeah. Yes, yes. So shout out to Xerxes, who's like really been getting that center stuff to get more forward motion and get done. So that's been helpful.
Yeah. I feel you because it's sometimes when we're looking at each other like we actually need to do this, and then when you get done, you go, it really wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but it's just getting there. That's half the battle.
Yeah, hand holding is helpful.
Yes.
Yeah.
On episode 3374, okay. The Man Show.
I will say, if I may, though, sorry. Do you care if the person you're watching a movie with at home is on their phone? 56% yes, 44% okay. No.
So then. If their partner chimed in, it would still be.
It'd be 50%, funny if it's totally skewed somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good poll. I'm really curious about that because that could really get on people's nerves.
Yeah.
Sorry. Next.
Oh, yes. No problem. I forgot to ask you, Keith, because I think for me, it doesn't really bother me. You know, I think initially it did because I was like, are you paying attention? Then I thought about it. I was like, this is your experience. If you don't care, I care as much as you care. So if you don't care, why should I be stressing out about your experience? You know, I'm here to watch. And I think I don't know if this is a getting old thing, But what I've realized is that a lot of times, if it's something I really want to watch, I will disconnect myself from social media and actually sit and just don't have any distractions. Because I've realized if you are online and on social media and watching a show, a lot of those people complain about things that were actually explained in the plot. Like you'd be like, you're complaining. I was like, they showed you that. Like, okay. Like, oh, you just wasn't paying attention. Just admit, just put like this. The show is not bad. You're just not paying attention, and you blaming your not paying attentionness on the show being bad.
Like, there have been times like that where Xerxes is like, oh, I don't know why this person's acting like that. And I was like, well, you know, because 5 minutes ago they had an interaction that tells you that this is the bad person. So just so you know, you're caught up.
Yeah, and Roger Brain, he actually put things together quicker than me. He'll actually figure out who the bad guy is quicker than me and all that stuff. I'm kind of slow to that. And
me too. I'm getting better.
I'm getting better too. And what's even hilarious is, I tell people, if I know who the bad guy is, your plot is terrible. I tell people that. It's like a slapstick, paruff, I'm the bad guy. Right. And the music changes. Oh, that's the bad guy. You know, you're actually doing not a good job for me to figure out that you are the bad guy.
Tone it down with the ominous music. We get it. Yeah. Can we have some subtlety here so we can get into this idea?
Yes. Yeah. Come in, you smile, and they had it bing, you know, that sharp, bright thing that kind of hits your eye. Where you go, I think there's something funny about that fella over there.
Do you know the silent film era that they obviously couldn't play music and they would just show letters that said, you are sad now? And it would keep changing to tell you what to do or think.
It's like a mood ring.
Yes.
As a TV show. Please don't believe that, Karen.
For real?
No, Karen.
I could believe that because it was like, there wasn't no words. It was in black and white. Who would know?
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't around then. Maybe.
See, I'm gullible. My bad. You got me, Keith. My bad. I'm just good. I'm like, for real though. You know what? I do understand him though, because sometimes you tell the story and your tone doesn't change or nothing. So it's like
a psychopath.
So sometimes I'm like, is that the truth? Wait a minute. I don't know.
Yeah, I see the guest face. I'm like, please don't fall for it. Please.
No,
it's fun.
Don't fall for it. Episode 3374, The Man Show.
Yes.
With Casey James. Hold on.
Huh? We don't have our first forfeit, do we? Come on.
No, we don't have our first forfeit.
I'm going with salami. What are you thinking, though?
No, don't lead the witness. Please. Okay. This is her moment.
Salengo?
Yeah. All together, please. All together.
Salengo.
Yes, I will count that. Sure. You just said it faster? Okay. We'll act like that's all three names.
faster is combining.
But she didn't really say it faster. I want the audience to know she put her hands together like showing a sandwich from a foot to an inch.
Yes.
Put it together. Okay. Salengo.
Yes. Okay. Salengo. Right. There you go. Boom.
Okay.
Paul Hopper.
Okay. Yeah, I love it.
Sure.
Okay.
What if there were three O's? What do you think that would be?
Oh, Lord.
Right. Hooper.
Hooper? Hoop? We hooping?
Right. You got it. You got it.
I hope he plays basketball.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Trey Galligan. No, not Galligan. Trey, hold on.
Galaxon.
Galleon.
Trey Galleon. That's correct.
Yeah.
And without Chris Robinson.
Yes.
Okay. The news on that is, we still haven't heard from him.
Chris was the producer. The fill-in
was he
producer
in Texas?
For the day. I don't know.
Yes.
Oh, was he in Texas?
I mean, does he live in Texas? I'm trying to figure out because, you know, they didn't have power for like a week.
I believe so, yes. But he did get in touch the night before saying, like, hey, I'm really looking forward to it. So that was, you know, midweek of all the chaos. But I'm not worried. You know what I mean? It's been a weekend, but Chris, we enjoyed your final show.
Rest in peace. I knew somebody was going to die this episode, right? I didn't know if it'd be Karen or her.
I don't know.
Yeah. Who knew? And when he didn't show up, I was like, oh, he must be without power. Immediately, I thought he must be down there without power in Texas. Like,
I thought so too, but I don't know. All this time, I think everyone's getting it back. So, yeah, okay. I don't think so.
Okay. I hope you're still with us, baby. R.I.P. Mm-hmm. If you're not.
R.I.P. Mm-hmm.
You guys on this episode talked about something that me and Roger have and we love, cast iron skillets.
Okay.
Okay. What I've learned about cast iron skillets is that, but I did. Roger, he normally takes care of them. We actually wash ours.
With soap and water.
With soap?
With soap and water. That's what you like when we use it, we actually wash them with soap and water and then rinse them and then dry it.
Okay.
Oh.
Controversial. Okay.
Very. Mm-hmm.
Right. Because, and the thing is, a lot of times people don't want you to wash them to keep the seasoning, you know, because mm-hmm. you cook over and over and over again. And with the iron, you actually get seasoning, and the cast iron skillet can get to the point where it becomes nonstick if you cook on it over and over and over again. What Roger does is that, every few weeks he'll take it and take grapeseed oil. And he'll rub the skillet down after you clean it real good, rub it down, and then put it in the oven and bake it at like a high temperature for a few minutes. And it kind of seals in the oil. So then as you begin to cook with it, things won't stick on it. So when we do wash it with soap and water to clean it, it just kind of just goes around. Yeah. It just goes off, because that was Roger's thing. He was like, I'm going to wash this. He was like, I've cooked all types of shit in this. And he's like, I'm not going to not wash this. Because in his mind, he was like, this is completely unsanitary.
Well, just for a heads, like, we do it completely unsanitary, but we never cook fish on it because you can't, you'll fuck it up. It'll just smell like fish forever, I think. So just careful. But we have, you know, what we cook in this steak yesterday? Chicken's going on there too. Right. Doesn't matter. Just like filthy whores. It's absolutely delicious. but the, you know, like reseasoning and doing this once or whatever, I'm like, not it. Not it at all. That's going to make me not want to use this. And if Xerxes wasn't around, I don't think I would treat it. I think I would just keep it moving and let it die if it needs to, because I cannot. How are you doing with it, Keith?
I didn't make anything since. I have gotten videos on how to clean it, so I'll figure that out after the risotto story. But yeah, I'm excited. I did buy a steak, in fact, probably because of this, so I might make it today. We'll see.
Ooh, and another tip about cleaning it, if you put it on a stove and salt, like any type of salt, and put water on it, a lot of times it bubbles up around the areas, and then just scrub it. A lot of times that's a good way to get those pieces off. That you
already too much. You have ingredients, you have scrubbing. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much salt. I don't know how much heat. It's all too much. I will clean it as far as burning the shit off and wiping it, but other than that, you're having the shit from last night.
I got to look if you preheat a pan before you cook a pan. Do I preheat the oven so that I can put an empty pan in it?
Yes.
See?
I don't know, because I guess I know that that's something that Roderick does, but I'm pretty sure you probably have to do preheat it.
All right. To clean.
Y'all talked about couples handling of social media. It's weird because everybody has their own rules.
Right.
When it comes to it.
Have you ever seen Rod write something and you were like, it's clever, but I'm not going to retweet it. I'm not going to like it. I've seen better.
A good question. I don't know, because my thing is, if I see it and it's funny, I'll retweet it.
Right.
You know, and if I see it and it's not that it's not be funny, but right. I'm just like, you know, I don't mm-hmm. care. You know, it's because sometimes your spouse does things or you go, okay, that's right. Your thing. I don't really care one way or the other. And I'll just, I don't take, it's not a personal thing, you know, to me. He retweets me periodically.
Right.
You know, on,
but sometimes,
you know,
he doesn't. Isn't that interesting?
Right. Sometimes he doesn't. Yeah. Yes. And I'm not personally, it's not a personal attack on me.
Right.
As an individual person. Because sometimes I think people do take those things personally.
I'll go as far as being like, did you tell your friends that we're doing a live show tonight? Your friends might enjoy it. If it's something that I think, like, there's something outside of certain friends' realms and they won't find it, whatever. But, like, during Omadathon, You had a whole bunch of Xerxes friends and their cousins come in.
But that's different than like a joke or something like that, which seems to be how we were talking about it on Keith and the Girl. You know, like, you ever notice this? And the girlfriend's like, yeah, I noticed it. Swipe boyfriend. Goodbye. Let's see what other people noticed. Ooh, heart.
You can at least heart it. But then if you heart it, I know you saw it, so you better fucking retweet it.
See?
Yep.
Yeah, because that's kind of almost like acknowledged. And you go, yeah, you acknowledged it.
It's like going, that's all right.
You're right. That's okay.
That's cool.
You know, it'd be like, this one to laugh out loud, so I guess I'll heart it.
Wow. Wow. Hardcore.
Okay. Right? Because they don't have a laugh out loud icon. It's like either your heart or your thumbs up.
I say laugh out loud requires a retweet. If someone made you laugh out loud with their Twitter, retweet.
Okay.
You're welcome, Rod.
I'll definitely take that into consideration.
All right. Thank you.
Something else this episode, you guys talk about the stress of gifts, of giving somebody a gift.
I feel that way more. Do you, Henda? Do you feel stress?
No, I more feel stress when someone gives me a gift and it's like, I won't know how to hide my response. And so hopefully it's good, you know, because if it's something where I like you said, like, if this is clear, is exactly what I don't want, you will see it on my face. Yeah. So, but if by the time I get my person a gift, this is what you want. Like, I know it's what you want, because otherwise I'm not getting you a gift, because there is no holiday or birthday or anything where we're required to get gifts. Right. So I guess that's the pressure off. If I'm getting you a gift, it's because I already thought about it. You mentioned it. Like, it's already in the works. But if I had to get it once a month, yeah, I might get nervous, because then I have to come up with gifts. Gifts come to me.
How you do it over there, Karen?
For me,
it's the next video game she wants. She gets for Rod.
She gets for Rod, right?
Yeah. Right. We exchange codes or something. You know, let me friend you. You can friend me too. Type of thing. I think for me, if I purchase somebody a gift, I actually know their taste. You know, if I don't know your taste, like really know your taste, I would probably give a gift card to one of your favorite places.
And then you still know them, because you're still your favorite place. Yeah.
Because those are the type of things I pay attention to. I don't know your taste, but I know that every time I see you, you have a Starbucks cup. So here's a $20 gift card to Starbucks. Or
that's perfect.
I know you like Dunkin' Donuts. Like, those are the type of things. And what's weird about gift giving is that, you know, some adults get offended when it comes to gift cards. I'm like, you know, I would prefer that, because guess what? If I give you a gift card, it's going to get used. You're not going to return it. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm, for me personally, I'm going to get my money's worth out of it.
Do you have to at least get a gift card? Could you get cash and say that's all the gift cards?
No, then you get an Amazon gift card or a cash card, but no.
How about you have the cash, you take a picture next to a newspaper saying the date of the cash, it's a month before your birthday, I obviously could have got you anything. Here's the cash.
Wow. Okay. So you just want to know, like, your gift.
You know, I thought about it, and now you get cash.
Your gift to the person is that you did work. That's not a regular, normal.
That's all they want. That's why a gift card's different than cash. They just want to know you tried. You gave a fuck. By the way, I got gummies. I got the sleep gummies for Valentine's Day. Guess what? Sleep gummies in their house. Kyle, she goes, they're buy one, get one free. I go, which one did I get?
I got
the paid one, so it's okay. It's okay.
Okay, so when you get that gift, what's on your face?
I do like the sleep gummies, so it's good news. But I didn't know that I didn't have to stress about it.
Okay, so let's say, okay, Kyle just gave you the gummies.
Thank you.
You opened it.
Oh, look at that.
Okay.
Gummies. It's good for the guys. Like, probiotics. you're kidding me.
Now I know why Xerxes stays calm, because then if you don't change your inflection ever...
Yes. Oh,
then
nobody can
nobody would know the difference.
Right. Because Xerxes goes, I'm excited. And I'm like, well, Now you're excited. Like, I have to believe you.
What's the worst gift you guys have received?
Probiotics.
Oh, from Keith. He was the worst.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, it's very nice. He half thought of everything, and it looked like just
thank
horrible.
You. Thank you.
You know what you did wrong. Come on, it's fair at this point. Now that you know what gift giving is, I will give you that now you have a much broader sense. You're a little bit more open. You're paying more attention.
I didn't think about it enough, Karen.
Okay, you want? Are we going there?
No, I admitted it. The end. Are we going there, she says.
Because I got a list.
Oh, we're going to hear some paper unravel. What's happening there?
Yeah, right?
Where we're at, and I've had this in my back pocket.
It's just funny. Here's a funny one, okay? It's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
And I've mentioned that I wanted to use one of those, like, mini little, I forget what they're called, but they're like mini trampoline things. They're your own personal trampoline. And there was gyms were using them, and you got videos. And I want to jump around for my workout. This dude got me a trampoline, a real trampoline, like a 6-person trampoline. We had no backyard. The trampoline couldn't even fit in our living room. And I had to be like...
She didn't jump too high.
Right. So I had to be like, oh, you heard me say the word trampoline and then fucking must have knocked out from something. And
she never said sports trampoline. She never said little trampoline. She said trampoline.
I did.
Who would even say sports trampoline? Because it would be so obvious it's a sports trampoline. You wouldn't even say that word. It'd be silly.
Let's say I didn't. Wouldn't you more consider that I'm a crazy person?
Doesn't matter. You
who
want a trampoline.
Wants a large trampoline.
Yeah. You want it is nuts. This woman is nuts, but that's what she wants.
Where would I put it?
I don't even care if that's my new bed.
I noticed you
didn't
care.
That's for you.
Did you have to assemble it yourself, too? Because, you know, a lot of
times... We had to give it away. It was too heavy to send back. Because back then, shipping was an actual thing. Our friend who lived on Long Island, we're like, oh, you live in a place where you can have this. There you go. Luckily, her birthday's like a week apart from me. Fantastic.
And I didn't take any credit of the birthday gift.
I'm sure I shat all over you as she took it away.
See?
See? You know what would solve this problem, y'all? And this is
a backyard.
Not a backyard. Everybody should have their own personal wish list. Like, you know how you have like the Amazon gift list? Like, when I click your name, I'll be able to see like a list of these other things that I like.
Oh, tell Kyle you have one, Keith. I have one.
That's also so stressful because you put something on the wish list, then they give you the $100 thing instead of the $110 thing. That's a little weird, right? Now it's a thing.
Wow. I never thought of it like that.
You don't get the most expensive one. I'll give you two little ones and a medium one. How about that?
Yeah, I don't know. Is it weird to say, like, just tell me what you want your experience to be?
How about you just buy your own shit?
Buy your own shit. Like, I don't believe really in gifts. Like I said, unless I think about it and it's there and it comes to me, then I'm getting it to save you the hassle. Or it's like, it's a little bit more of a luxury item you might not get for yourself. Fine. But other than that, yeah, get shit for yourself. Like, you wanted a cast iron thing. You've thought about it for like a month. But then you got it for yourself. So what's anyone going to get for you? You already got it. For me, get me weed, Starbucks gift card. We're good to go.
Yeah, like you say, and most people do buy. I know for me, I do. A lot of times I will purchase my own things. Like if I want it, I'll be like, oh, I'll just go ahead and buy it.
Because you're not 7 waiting for mom to say, what do you want for your birthday?
That's true. And
you could either afford it or you can't as a couple, as an individual, whatever you are.
Save up for it if you can't do it in one thing. And my mama, well, my aunt who raised me, my mama is like Roderick's mama. She literally has everything like that she wanted. And so I made the mistake because she's old school Southern woman who loves the big church hats that look like carousels upside your head.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like those types of hats.
Yes.
And they're funny to look at. And I've always admired them because they're like who would have been creative enough to put this circus upside your head, but you love it. So I, you know, so I'm here for it. And one year
you have to live in the South because those hats take a lot of space. You live in a New York City apartment, you get one hat and you're living in it.
They do. She literally has closets all over her house that are full of these hats in like their white original, because they come in like these big white boxes. And so you have all these white boxes stacked on the floor and in the bedroom, like they're literally all over the house. So one year I was like, well, I'm going to get her a hat. Now, I did not know it had all these prerequisites for it, because I got her a hat and she turned around. And when she told me this, I was like, fuck it. She says, oh, I already have that one in the spring selection. I was like, fuck, what do you mean spring selection?
What does that mean? Right.
She right. She was like, well, this material is for the fall and this material is for the spring. She was like, well, you got me a straw hat that's more for the spring, but it's wintertime, so it needs to be a heavy. I was like, you know what? I will never buy you a hat again. So,
right.
So what I did, what I did
was piss on all her clothes.
What the hell?
Yes. But she has so many of them, she probably wouldn't even know. Like, she wouldn't know the difference. She really wouldn't. Mm-hmm. On this episode, something else I wanted to touch on, and I am agree with Keith, you Thank and Hemda, about this. So many people, when it comes to COVID, have said, fuck it.
Yep.
And I do not understand their attitudes. Because when you were asking people, it's like people do all types of things. And then when you bring up the reality that, hey, you still might catch COVID, COVID's still out. Like when you start kind of getting into the nitty gritty of the behavior, sometimes people try to deflect, you know what I mean? Like what I'm doing, it's not that bad.
I know. The only problem is like, you know, these people are talking about somebody lost their father, somebody lost their roommate, and you're like, well, I'm not gonna be the outdoor police. I don't wanna be the fun police. I don't wanna do it anyway. And I'm trying not to be like, why are you doing that? But
like I'm just saying, like, we both have our different jobs and I do enjoy doing it. So I'll take over of that on that, and Kendall will give the eyeballs to the guests.
That's the thing. Like, you see me during mic check and they're talking about their life and whatever, and I'm just like, ugh, my eyeballs are about to fall out, because they're like, yeah, I've been totally good in COVID because, you know, I just took this one trip and then I stopped over here and I saw like three different friends, and then their cousins came over, but then they had children, so we went to the other children's house, and then, but like, that was a quick trip.
I was like, you've listed 11 people. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to do? Again, I don't want to be the fun police. I don't want to be like down in history for you're not doing it right sort of thing, you know, because I could do that every day.
Right. And I think that, like I said, for me, I'm more with y'all. Like I said, we don't really go anywhere. We don't really do anything. We keep it shut down. And then neither one of us has been tested for it. So I was like, you don't know unless you've been tested for it. So I'm looking at people like, you know what? I think I do have the right to judge. I know you don't want to judge people. You're going, yeah, everybody tells you that they're doing good. You're telling me you're doing good. The person that licked the pole at the bar is telling me that they're doing good too.
Right.
You know, along with the person that's out here licking the sidewalk. If I ask, because everybody thinks that they're doing this thing right. Then once you dig down, you go, no, you've literally been in contact with 100 people, sweetie. But if you...
I think they're lying. I don't think they think they're doing the right job. I think they're lying, and I think you can see it on their face. I think so.
It's frustrating because everybody's grading themselves, and everybody gives themselves an A. But then once you kind of get down to the work, you go, you don't deserve this A.
Right. And once they say, you don't get an A, once you say, and it's confusing. Where's the line now? It's the same. It's the same. You wear a mask, you stay away, you wash your hands. It's the fucking same fucking thing it always was.
It has not changed. And me and Roger talk about this, y'all. And I have come to the conclusion that I'm going to stay locked into the house until 2022. Like, I'm like, this is how I was like, because when was it? March will be a year that my job sent me home and was like, never, never come back again. So, you know, I'm like,
we just reached over 500,000 dead in America.
Just in America? Just in the U.S.?
Right.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of
Oh, people. My God. That's whenever I'm like, maybe I'm being an idiot and too whatever, I I remember that. Like, there's a statistic, and I'm like, you know what? I'm so grateful for the internet, so grateful that we could still connect, so grateful to have this room in this closet, whatever it is. Like, this could be so much worse. So I'll just sit here.
I'm like you. And I guess the thing that trips me out is this. And I know we don't have any children, and I completely understand parents getting frustrated and children getting frustrated. I understand that, but schools do not need to open back up, because the reason why is not as bad as it could be, because we literally shut schools down and schools have not been functioning at normal capacity. But there's this big push to get these schools back in session. And I'm like,
I know. Shout out to parents, though. I hear you.
Because my heart goes out, because the thing is, America didn't do what other countries did. It's put like this. It's like America wants the A, but they do the work of an F student. But they want the A. Mm-hmm. They don't want to put in the effort, because a lot of other countries, when they shut down, you know what they did? They gave jobs money to not fire people. So they paid them to retain their employees. They paid renters to be like, hey, you can't kick anybody out. So they literally paid everybody, and then they paid the employee, you know, paid people to stay at home.
This would have, I am convinced this would have been over if you told us all we can go home for 4 weeks. I know they said two, for 4 weeks, and everyone's still going to get whatever they normally get, possibly more, and then the end. Instead, we're trickling, and now we're almost a year in. So congratulations, U.S. government.
That was
and my whole thing. And that thing on Stereo Keith was talking. Oh my God, you got to catch this conversation that Keith had with somebody on Stereo the other day. We just mentioned it on the show, so get that. And it's people calling things handouts drives me fucking crazy. Yes. There is not one handout that you're getting that is your money. You pay taxes. Not only do you pay taxes every year, you pay taxes when you pay for food. You pay taxes when you pay for clothing. So when they give you that quote handout, that's yours. That's like you putting money into your savings, and then like the interest is a handout. Get the fuck out of it. It's like the whole thing is a handout. There is no handout. You are paying for this. All the money coming to you is made up. This is all fucking bullshit. And so you made up a bunch of shit and sent it to the government. And when you need it, they promise to give it to you. It is not a fucking handout. It's ridiculous. Thank you. What else did we talk about? What was the poll?
Her TED Talk. Yes, Keith, what was the poll?
The poll was, who will win Saturday's Silent Trailers game show?
Oh.
What did the poll?
I won because it was fun.
Then what else happened in the week, Karen? 62.5% were on Team Keith. 37.5% were on the pieces of shits.
Well, they're just predicting. So if they put money on it, they would have won. All right, let's move on. It was fun.
They would have lost. 62.5 thought I'd win.
I know.
Yeah,
well, I know.
They would have lost.
Yeah. Everyone would have lost.
I don't want to give any spoilers. By one. By
not 1 point, though, is it?
One.
Okay, I'm done. And let's move on.
My problem was I got the best trampoline. Let me tell you about my shithead boyfriend. He got me the biggest and the best deluxe trampoline they had. What a piece of shit. Get to know me.
It's pretty dopey. Yeah.
Oh my God.
You will not convince me. Anyway, March 20th is the next one. And Keith, you're going to be great because you were great this time too.
Thank you.
Yes, Keith is going to do great.
It's so funny because you fake walked off, right?
Right.
And I think a couple of people thought you weren't coming back.
Oh, he really gets into it.
They're like, wait a minute, what happened? He just
because he stayed off for a while. Yeah. Like, okay, maybe he's peeing.
sometimes urination goes with my bits.
Yep. It's just a coincidence.
I used to do that in real life. Anytime I had to pee, I threw out like a zinger at somebody's expense, and then I went to pee. Like, it was all dramatic, but really I just had to pee.
Nice.
It was a twofer.
Smart move. Mm-hmm. Smart move. The bonus episode is Q&A number 36. Mm-hmm. Rock and Roll Detective.
Nice.
And this episode was hilarious.
Yay.
And one thing I realized, you talked about the the I'm sorry person, like the person that always be like, I'm sorry. I am that person. Mm. I've gotten better. Roger kind of broke me out of a habit because I'd be like, I'm sorry. He'd be like, yeah, you are. Then I think about it. I'd be like, I'm not sorry. He was like, well, then stop saying it. Like, he literally, we had to go through this routine over and over and over again because growing up, being an only child and things like that, I didn't want to upset. I didn't want to offend. And a lot of this is me looking for people's approval and being, I'm looking for friendship and all that type of stuff. But as I've gotten older, I realized that when you say I'm sorry, you need to really be sorry about something. Don't say it just to deflect, if that makes sense. Uh-huh. So
it's almost like permission to talk. Yes. I'm sorry. Can I talk? Like it's a big deal, you know?
Yes. Like it's actually worse than it actually is. So I've actually gotten, I can still fall into that habit, but I'm actually a lot better about that than I used to be. And I think that's just life experience and me just getting stronger and being more confident in who I am.
Yeah, so, congrats. It's a big deal. It's hard to get out of that.
Yes, it is. And I know for people that have different types of personalities, they just think that that's not a big thing. You're just supposed to do that. But also, different people have different personalities. And so, you know, it's hilarious because for me, sometimes I tell Roderick something and I'll be like, hold on.
Whose car is who's?
I don't know who's beeping. Is that me? Hold on. Oh, he must be cooking something in there.
Okay. Let me guess. Like, he's washing a pan again. You know what I mean?
He probably is.
All you got to do is start a campfire on your stove. And like, okay, right.
Yes. Because I'm looking like, who was beeping? And I was like, because our.
Of course, our New York City brains are like, what truck is backing up so loud? Right. That's what it sounds like.
Our smoke detective is like super extra sensitive. It's like, that smoke I smell, beep, beep. Right. Yep. You're like, oh my God, calm down, totally. Calm down.
Yeah, we have like braggart alarms.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah, are you cooking? Right. Me too. Beep, beep.
Yes, everybody's cooking in here today, bitch. You're like, mm-hmm. Oh, come on. And so, because I realized, I was like, what is that sound? Who's beeping? What I've realized too is that Keith was talking, y'all were talking about falling asleep. Mm. I don't have a problem falling asleep. I've never had a problem. Me and sleep, I think sleep was like my very first best friend. And the reason why I said that is because I have always loved sleep. I am an advocate for nap time. I believe in it. You wake up feeling like a brand new person. But then does that mean
you also have the other stuff of it? When you get stressed, you get tired?
Yeah, that happens too. Yeah.
Because usually when people can't sleep, when they stress, they can't sleep. When they have high emotion, they can't sleep. And then on the flip side, the people who could sleep a lot, when they stress, they might, you know, fall into a nap. When they have high stress, they might sleep more.
Yeah. So if I'm depressed, I'll sleep heavy. Like, and I realized that kind of about myself. And so, because after a while, you learn your personal triggers. And so, particularly during the pandemic, It was almost like it was La La Land when it first started. I did the opposite. Where I stayed up, which is the opposite of my personality because I'm normally the person constantly sleeping, taking naps. But I would be up at 2 or 3 in the morning, and then it would just mess in my pattern up. I was like, okay, this is abnormal. Let me kind of get this under control. But if everything's functioning like normal, if you leave me alone long enough and I'm not entertained by like a TV or video game, I'm out. I've actually slept so hard. I remember I was a kid. I've slept so hard. I woke up one day thinking I had to go to school. So when I woke up in a panic thinking I was about to miss the bus, started getting ready for school and was trying to get out the door, and they had to tell me, they was like, Karen, when you going to school? They was like, no, baby, it's 7 p.m. and after, because you know it gets dark, and it was like a 7 p.m. after. And I was like,
oh my God, I've never gotten ready for school by mistake.
I did as a kid.
You're a nice person. I was just, every was morning like, I would wake up. Every morning when my mom woke me up, I would probably more think like, no, you're mistaken. It's Saturday.
Right.
Why are we waking up again at this ungodly hour?
Again. Yes.
Ridiculous. This is when I should be going to sleep. I wanted to party.
Yes. Oh. So, and you know, I think that's one reason why I don't wear like makeup and shit like that. People go, why? I was like, because I like to sleep. I'm not waking up 15 to 20 minutes early to paint my fucking face. You're going to get what you get because I'm like, that's time I could be sleeping. So, Keith, you never had those types of problems?
Now, people, no, I love sleep. Like, once it starts, then I can hibernate. But, you know, sometimes I don't know. Maybe as much as I'm in my own head, it's just like, just sleep, asshole. Like, it's not deep stuff. But no, I won't. People fall asleep watching TV. And I would have to really put my mind there to be like, I am disrespecting everybody in the room. Fuck them. Otherwise, no, it's still a flip of the switch.
Oh, that's so funny. Cause I think it's not disrespect. And then it's like, look how comfortable we are. Do whatever you want.
Remember where were we? It was a Keith and the girl thing. It was an after party. And,
Kaplan fell asleep.
Yeah, and there's a couch, and everybody's really partying in the Poconos, and he's in the middle of people on a couch, and he's just passed out. It didn't seem like drinking or drugs or anything. He's just like, I'm fucking out. I'm like, okay, whether that's comfortability or not, that's fucking strange.
That I can do, but I will not do around that many comedians and partygoers.
Right?
That's different because it was a weird fucking time, and I would expect to wake up with something on my face that I don't like.
Yes.
I'm talking about writing, not like balls or something. Let's just be clear because...
Not both. You're clear.
I
remember that room. Yeah.
Listening to you guys talk about that, and like I said, and I know this sounds weird, but that's a rule of mine. I do not go to sleep around a lot of drunk white people. I just don't. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, if I wake up and you guys, it is going to be a motherfucking problem. You guys go, ha, no, this is not funny to me. Yeah. I went to sleep and I did not.
Yeah, I expect to be taken care of nicely if I fall asleep. Like, everyone around me needs to be nice to me because I'm a gentle bird.
But me and Henda would have an argument and then she goes, and I'm like, come on. You're just saying that's all nicer. She wasn't really asleep.
And you guys also talked about Ash Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And I'm very ignorant because I didn't grow up with that. And so I used to think these people had dirt on their face for the longest.
Right.
And I was like, what is this foolishness y'all have upside your forehead? It's like, because I didn't grow up with that. And you guys talk about communion. Why doesn't Jesus's body taste better?
It really
you're going to invest money into it.
It depends on the bread of the region of Jesus.
Yes, it depends. And sometimes his blood is grape juice, and then sometimes his blood is wine. And I think the wine took me for a loop because you hit it thinking it's grape juice. You'd be like, oh, this is a little stronger.
Right. So great. I've seen people go to get communion, and when it is wine, everybody goes. Everybody
like
goes. Yeah. Yeah. And usually it's just communion, but sometimes you get a little crouton and wine. And then on those special occasions, because the bishop came to school, you get some wine. Everybody's into it. People are trying to sneak in seconds. And it's the tiniest sip, but they're like, oh, it's wine.
Because you're at school? Because these are not adults,
no,
right?
No, these are adults. Yeah, adults. These are adults.
Yeah, they're adults. Yeah. I can see them doing that, Keith. Yeah, because you're in that atmosphere and somebody was, it's real wine.
Yeah.
That's all they got to say.
I need blessed. Stuff. Yeah. Yeah, after all.
Wow.
Everybody likes free stuff and everybody likes wine.
Amazing. It's like less of a sample than Trader Joe's and you're still going to stand online.
Oh, yeah, and so unsanitary. It's all from the one chalice that you wipe away.
Right, the whole one, yeah. And the thing about it, everybody does it different. Some people do it in unison, and then I've had it where people kind of do like one by one, and so it varies.
What do you mean by unison? Everybody has a Dixie cup or what?
Yes, like they'll go through and they'll hand everybody one, and you hold on to the cup, and you hold on, and then
cheers.
That's
fancy.
Will go through the, and then everybody goes, you know, my blood and you drink, and my body and you eat. Like, and I did not know this, and so like I said, growing up not knowing any of these traditions, when they gave it to me, I ate it and drank it, right. And they was like, no, ma'am. I was like, what? You handed me a drink and a snack. What was happening here? They was like, you were not supposed to do that.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, rules.
I'm sure I did that at my first wedding. I'm like, that's good champagne. Jesus. Wait.
It's so funny, the stupid little rules about life that you need to know.
All right.
Because if you don't know, you don't know. You guys also talked about rude guests when you guys are doing like your commercials, when you're doing like your live advertising commercials.
Right.
Who was the rudest guest or the rudest guest you can remember?
I don't remember when it comes to ads. I don't remember a rude guest per se, but just like funny and stupid. Like what we did one for Sherry's Berries and the guy pops in. Do they have bananas? It's like, motherfucker, even if they did, you're not going to go check tonight. So why would you throw that at, there's nothing you said, because you're not trying to be funny either. So there's no reason, literally none, that you asked if they have bananas. If Sherry's Strawberries has bananas, that's really important to throw out there.
Well, didn't you get into a fight with Clark Jones?
That was Clark Jones.
No, that was not Clark Jones. But was that about an ad or something else?
I don't know. Who knows? I'm fighting with everybody. But the point is, it's funny what they throw out there. Like, what are you doing? And then I guess we mentioned this too, right? Like sometimes they'll be like, oh, it's not me. Let me just be on my phone then. And so then me and him have to focus on each other so it doesn't even distract us. But it's like, it's still like, why wouldn't you wanna dip it?
I do remember a few people are like, does that include shipping? And I'm like,
yeah, who cares? Whatever. It's fucking David Horowitz over here. It's Ralph Nader. Who gives a fuck?
Shipping, we're going to start talking about? Well, let's talk international and fucking, I don't know. Right. I tell you what.
But
if
do they
include shipping, we're going to say it.
Sorry, just real quick. Do they fuck you on shipping?
Right. hey, guys, this seems heavy. Like, that's a good deal, but. Where am I going to get fucked?
Like, that's where they're going to draw the line, right there. Right.
Mm.
Did they give to the Republican Party? I'm just asking. I never heard either way. I'm just curious.
Just asking questions.
Right, you know, like, that I don't care about.
Right. I really don't.
Right.
Also, you guys talked about joking during sex.
Yes.
And the thing is, I'm the jokeful and Rajik is the non-jokeful.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He'll be doing something and I'll just crack a joke and just start busting out laughing. He'll be looking at me like, word. I feel like, because it's funny.
Right. Yeah, I can laugh.
I make myself laugh.
I'm able to laugh during sex. Yeah, I used to be uptight, and whether it's just me, period, or it's, you know, the other person in these social norms. But I remember having sex with somebody. She got a foot cramp. She gets up to like, you know, dance it out, then comes back. And I was like, surprised, happily surprised. I'm like, oh, because normally people would think, well, everything's ruined now. That's the end. And I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah, I'd rather not laugh. But if there's something funny, I'm going to laugh. But hopefully there's not a lot of funny stuff happening when we're in that mood.
Yeah, no, I don't bring like, you know, clown nose and shit. I'm just saying,
yeah.
If something funny happens to happen, then it's funny to acknowledge it.
Yeah. Agree. Okay, that's where I'm at. And the last thing before we wrap this up, you talked about smacking dicks.
Of course. Go on.
I know I'm a woman, but I have always wanted a dick because I said, if I had a dick, I would swing around like a helicopter. Y'all wouldn't be able to tell. I would be terrible. This is why I don't have one. Because I think I would be really, really bad. I would just be peeing on shit and all types of things, you know, just touching it and smacking it and seeing what happens to it, how far it grows out. Because I don't have one. So periodically, I'll ask my husband the dumbest ass questions because I don't have a penis.
That's fair. Again, it's like having apple pie every day. Eventually, you do it. But then, you know, you're like, apple pie is still fucking delicious. So it is fascinating to have one. We're just used to it.
Also, if they took away your apple pie, you'd be upset.
I'd be livid. There'd be a lawsuit. So, yes.
So it's you're grateful for it.
Yes. Oh, well, absolutely.
Yeah. But I do ask stupid questions also. I'm like, you ever spelt anything in the snow with it? Like, you ever want to like, just, I don't know, pee out the window if like I'm in the bathroom or something? Just stupid. I would do it.
It's got to be kinky. She has to be in the bathroom.
Well, why are you peeing out the window?
Right. What are you, dumb fuck? I'm obviously in the bathroom, and that's what you have to do, out the window.
While she's over there setting fires.
So. Right. She's setting fires. He's pissing on the tent. It's what a house they got.
Somebody would walk past going, what kind of circus show is happening over there?
No pun. Yeah. That tent and everything.
What would you do if you had a penis, Amda?
All the things. I would definitely pee on various places. I would want to try inserting it into everything Xerxes will allow me to. Obviously, jerk off. There's not really much, I guess. Like, pee in the shower on the curtain in different ways. I don't just...
That
go camping. Go camping. The camping thing is the hardest thing. When you're camping as a female... you got to find a little bit, you're like getting naked to pee outside, you know, you're cold, but that little thing can come out, you know, no matter how cold you are, your penis is long enough to pee.
I'd find it clean the cast iron. Henda, Jesus.
Oh, you can pee the fire out?
Yes, you can.
That's fucking fun.
You have your own personal fire hose.
Yeah.
Mine's my blood is raging with gasoline. I'm afraid the fire's going to shoot back inside itself. You know what I mean?
You can fill the fire with more fire, apparently, if you're Keith.
Apparently so. Yeah. I would aim for shit to see if I could knock it over with my piss. Like, that's the type of stupid shit I would be doing. I was like, can I knock it over?
Oh, my God. Karen, I hope we get penises together, and we are going to have so much fun.
What? Everything gonna be smell like piss. Then I don't know what's happening. Can I pee on that? Yes, I can. So afterwards, we're just gonna have to clean everything.
No,
see, this is why I don't have a penis.
You don't want to clean. Just for a day, we can get someone to help us clean afterwards.
Yes. Yeah. The whole cleaning crew. It would be fun. I've had a blast with y'all. This is so much fun. This is another episode of This Week on Keith and the Girl. I've had a blast. Hopefully you guys have had a blast and the audience have had a blast. And your host next week will be Roderick. But y'all know y'all love me the most. Which you know, that's something that talking about fight. Now that's what we fight about. We fight about the fans.
Good.
The most interaction. That's what we fight about. So until next time. Have a good one. KeithandTheGirl.com.